HarperCollins presents What If We Stopped Pretending by Jonathan Franzen. Read by Christopher Ragland. Foreword. On the 3rd of June, 2019, 5 months after the end of the driest year on record in Berlin, and 5 months before the United States commenced its withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord, I went out from Berlin to the little town of Jüterbog with my friend Andreas Meisner, the director of the Brandenburg Wilderness Foundation. The weather was extremely hot, and we stopped in town for a late lunch before venturing into the core area of the foundation's reserve at Jüterbog, a splendid expanse of regenerating forest that is home to wolves and otters and a number of breeding birds, such as nightjar and hoopoe, that are rare in northern Germany. Our plan was to spend the late afternoon and evening birdwatching. As we entered the reserve, on a sandy track, we saw an angry column of smoke rising from the conifers ahead of us. Andreas got on the phone and learned that two trucks from the local fire department were already on the scene. We speeded farther down the track and came to a wide strip of land that the reserve managers had cleared as a fire break. The air temperature was nearly 40 degrees. A strong, dry wind from the south was propelling the fire directly toward the fire trucks, which had stopped on the northern side of the break. Joining the firefighters, Andreas and I watched the black smoke billow toward us. Trees farther back in the forest were exploding into flame, their green boughs becoming wholly orange in the blink of an eye. At the last moment, before the fire reached the break, I saw a woodlark shoot out from the woods and veer into the clearing, very probably abandoning her nest. Although the smoke and the heat were intense, the scariest thing was how fast the fire was moving. While Andreas and the firefighters and I retreated to a safer vantage point, the flames leaped right over the break and into the pine woods to the north. There is very little wild forest left in northern Germany. By the time the Jüterbog fire was contained and extinguished, 6 hot days later, nearly 750 hectares had burned. I'd come to Berlin to talk about climate change and conservation, to argue that we shouldn't be so preoccupied with climate that we neglect the equally acute global crisis in biodiversity, but I found that the inferno I'd witnessed had complicated my argument. Although the fire couldn't be definitively attributed to climate change, the severity of the drought in Germany in 2018 and the intensity of the summer heat in 2019 were clearly harbingers of future calamities. I'd understood that our future is dark, but not until I saw those trees bursting into flame, saw how powerless the firefighters and the reserve managers were to contain the forces of nature, did I emotionally grasp how fast the calamities are approaching. The image that stayed with me was the speed. When I returned home to California, whose wildfire problem is far more grievous than Germany's, I found that I needed to try again to write about climate change. With the image of the fire's speed fresh in mind, I needed to come to terms with the possibility that climate apocalypse would occur in my own lifetime. I'd written and spoken about the subject repeatedly in recent years without feeling that my message had been understood, and I wanted to produce a concise summary of that message, necessarily darkened by what I'd experienced in Jüterbog. Climate change had been on my radar for 3 decades. In 1992, I attended a lecture by a pair of plant physiologists who were hoping to re-engineer the chlorophyll molecule and genetically implant it in food crops to increase the efficiency of photosynthesis and make the crops more tolerant of drought. And in the course of their lecture, they laid out a long and compelling story of the Earth's atmospheric carbon. Some years later, I borrowed and retold their story in a novel, The Corrections, and I enjoyed alarming my friends in New York with dire talk of global warming, but it wasn't until I fell in love with birds that I gave more sustained thought to it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?